Unit 11, Machu Picchu, City in the Clouds. High in the mountains of Peru, an ancient city hides in the clouds. The ruins of the city sit on a ridge between Machu Picchu, Old Mountain, and Huaynapicchu, Young Mountain. Far below, the Urubamba River flows through the forest. From below, the city is hidden. For nearly 450 years, the world did not know Machu Picchu, the city in the clouds, was there. Outsiders did not visit Machu Picchu until about 100 years ago. Hiram Bingham, an explorer and a professor from Yale University, was the first to come to the city. Bingham went to Peru to explore in 1909. In 1911, Bingham met Braulio Borda, a man who owned a large farm near Machu Picchu. Borda told Bingham that there were some old buildings covered by the forest in the mountains near his farm. Traveling on horseback, Bingham went to Borda's farm. Bingham climbed up to the ridge, and there, to his surprise, were the ruins of a lost city. Bingham returned to the United States to tell others about the city in the clouds. Yale University and the National Geographic Society gave him money to return to Peru and remove the trees from the ruins. Machu Picchu was built by the Inca. The Inca ruled a powerful empire in South America until the Spanish conquered them in the 16th century. Archaeologists believe that Machu Picchu was a royal residence built by the Incan king Pachacuti. Machu Picchu was also a religious center that honored the Incan sun god. However, the people of the great Incan city seemed to disappear. What happened to the people of Machu Picchu? That remains a mystery. Around AD 1450, Spanish soldiers captured many Incan cities. When the Spanish captured a city, they destroyed the temples. However, the temples at Machu Picchu were not destroyed. One theory is that disease killed the people of Machu Picchu. Another theory is that a group of people called the Antis from the Amazonian jungle attacked and killed the people of the city. Today, Machu Picchu is the most important tourist site in South America. Thousands of tourists visit daily. Most take the train from the nearby city of Cusco and then take a bus up the mountain to the ruins. Some tourists hike up the mountain on the Incan Trail. Soon, there may be a cable car to bring even more visitors to the site. Archaeologists worry that too many tourists will damage the site. However, tourism is important to Peru. And because the lost city is so remarkable and the location is so beautiful, it will be difficult to stop people from visiting the city in the clouds.